What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this? No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
And welcome to a special edition of Fantasy Football Today. It's Tuesday afternoon. The franchise tag deadline has come and gone, and we have six players getting the tag, including Saquon Barkley, obviously Josh Jacobs, who we talked about yesterday, Lamar Jackson getting the non-exclusive franchise tag, also long-term deals for Derek Carr, we talked about yesterday with the Saints, Daniel Jones back with the Giants, and Geno Smith back with the Seattle Seahawks. I am Adam Azer, back with Dave Richard and Jamie Eisenberg. We'll hear from Heath tomorrow. All right, guys. Jamie, I'll throw it to you first. Biggest news. What do you think the biggest, most fantasy-relevant news? We also have the DeAndre Hopkins rumors. We got Tom Brady rumors. We got the Jets meeting with Aaron Rodgers. What are we leading the show with, Jamie?
It's got to be the Giants. I mean, come on, man. Woo! Danny Dimes getting paid. Saquon staying. You know, this was the ideal scenario, I think, if you're hoping for the Giants to run it back and see what these guys can do. Knowing the implications of the positions that they play and what might happen. So Daniel Jones was great for Brian Daboll. He was pretty good for fantasy managers. Obviously, Saquon Barkley was back to being that elite level running back once again. So for me, it's the Giants news today.
I mean, it's every day is a Giants news, obviously. Dave did not like the Giants moves. He was very critical off the air. Or were you just trolling?
No, I don't like it. I think they overpaid Daniel Jones.
It's the position, though. You got to pay.
It's too much.
It's 4 years, 160. I haven't seen the guaranteed on it yet, but
it's $82 million over the first two seasons. I don't know how much of that is actually guaranteed. I'm sure more is guaranteed than just $82 million. It's too much. They must really think that they could not find an alternative to Daniel Jones. Probably not in the draft, and probably not in free agency. But now you're married to him for the next couple of years at least. And you better hope that you play the Minnesota Vikings a lot because otherwise it's going to be tough. So we'll see. Maybe he gets better if they add some more talent around him. We already know that offensive line's moving in the right direction. The running backs are moving in the right direction, obviously with Saquon staying. But, man, it's a lot of money to pay for a guy who hasn't won a lot in the first 4 years.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're too enthused about his fantasy prospects.
I don't think I'm going to put him in my top 12. No, I don't think that's going to happen. And for now, he's top 15. But, I mean, he's behind Kyler Murray. Just because I don't know how much I'm willing to trust Daniel Jones as anything more than a good number two fantasy quarterback, a bye week replacement. Do I think he's got high upside that he could finish as a top 10 quarterback next year? Nope. I know he runs, and that's great. He doesn't throw a lot of touchdowns, doesn't get a ton of yards. Until that changes, I think it's pretty easy to fade Daniel Jones.
Okay, Jamie. Well, I don't want to be a Giants fan anymore after that. Can you?
Well, I mean, he's one of nine quarterbacks in NFL history with 3,000 passing yards and 700 rushing yards. And so he did that with Isaiah Hodgins, Richie James, and
don't you dare forget Darius Slayton.
Dave Richards.
Don't you forget Wandale Robinson.
I mean, it's extremely, extremely frustrating, I'm sure, for anybody to not play with superstar talent at that position. And while they may not be able to land DeAndre Hopkins, they may not be able to, you know, draft a guy that's going to step in right away and be a star. It's hopefully going to be an improvement on that group for next season. And so, you know, even if it's just those guys getting a little bit better and then, you know, replacing Slayton or Shepard with, you know, somebody that's just of a little bit better quality. So, you know, Brian Daboll was on the Bills staff when they were aggressive enough to go get Stephon Diggs and help Josh Allen. And, you know, I think if they give some better weapons to Daniel Jones, then there's a little bit more to like. So I'm going to take him over Kyler Murray unless Murray's ready to go week one. But I think he's, you know, probably I'm probably just a little bit more optimistic than Dave. I don't think you want to draft Daniel Jones to be your number one guy. But if I have him in Dynasty, I'm excited about that. If I draft him in a super flex two quarterback league, I'm excited about that. These guys that run, and he's with a coach that has certainly helped his quarterback run and be a successful fantasy option. Again, I'm not going to compare Daniel Jones to Josh Allen, but you saw some flashes of him being able to do some of those things. And that athleticism is hard to replicate. That potential is hard to replicate. And so you get this type of player with a late round pick. If it goes from 3,700 to 3,500 and 800 or 4,700, you know, that's a pretty good fantasy quarterback there. So it might be ugly how he gets it done. It might be a big week against Minnesota and a crappy week against Philadelphia. That could certainly come into play. But I like what Daniel Jones did with the first year with Brian Daboll, and I hope he can replicate it once again.
I think you got to believe in Brian Daboll if you're going to believe in Daniel Jones.
Yep.
And that's, you know, we'll see to what degree people will believe in Brian Daboll. All right. Saquon Barkley also getting the franchise tag, so he'll stick with the Giants as well. How about this? How about Daniel Jones or Geno Smith? Who would you guys rather have?
I haven't re-ranked Smith after signing, but he was considerably behind Jones in my rankings before.
Really?
So I doubt he'll be that much. I don't think he'll be ahead of him.
Because he was significantly better than Daniel Jones this year. He was the number five quarterback in fantasy, which I tweeted yesterday. I think Geno Smith was the number five quarterback in fantasy might be the most surprising statement to be made about the 2022 season. I was saying Jamal Williams scored, 17 rushing touchdowns. That one's pretty shocking. But Geno Smith was the number five quarterback in fantasy. Per game, he was number seven in 4 point, number eight in 6 point. One of the best surprises of the year. So why then is Daniel Jones? By the way, he rushed for 366 yards, Geno Smith. He's not Daniel Jones, but that's not bad at all. Why would you guys rank Daniel Jones ahead of Geno?
Again, for me, it's the upside card. You know, I think Geno Smith was fantastic. I'd like to see Daniel Jones with DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett as well. You know, that's a big part of this. So Geno gets that benefit of the better receiving core. So if the Giants can add something to Daniel Jones, I think there's more to like about the ceiling for Jones. But again, these are two guys that if you take a shot on Kyler Murray, if you take a shot on, you know, seeing if Deshaun Watson can be Deshaun Watson again, if you are not sold on Trevor Lawrence being that guy that's going to take that leap. You know, the Dak Prescott maybe taking a step back. You know, the guys that are going to be somewhere in our rankings 7 through 10, 12, whatever the case may be, then these are very good number two quarterbacks that can certainly help you. Jared Goff is another one. You know, so just guys that have plenty of upside, as we've alluded to with Jones and as we saw with Geno Smith. And so I think Geno's got, you know, the world of potential. Clearly it was not necessarily all about just Russell Wilson. It was about those receivers certainly propping up the quarterback there, and hopefully that's the same thing once again.
All right. Yeah, so Dave, how much do you buy Geno Smith, I guess, as a top eight quarterback, which is what he finished as per game last year? And, you know, honestly, I know you're shaking your head. I just want to give the – he was really, really good. I mean, I just remember us – our jaws were dropping all year. Man, it's not just that he's putting up big numbers like a Carson Wentz or a Ryan Fitzpatrick in previous years. He is playing great, and statistically he had one of the best seasons of anyone, and he completed almost 70% of his passes, which was insane. So nobody wants to buy it, Dave, I suspect. Where are you on that?
I'm not ready to spend a quality draft pick in a 1QB league on Geno Smith. If we're talking a 2QB league, then he'll be a prominent pick. Someone will take him to be a number two quarterback. He averaged 21.4 fantasy points for the season. You could say, well, he started off red hot and then he trailed off. He actually averaged 21.8 in his last 10 games. But in his last four regular season games, one of them was against the 49ers. He was pretty bad, 17.1. I'm wondering if teams, especially the NFC West, will be better prepared for the Seahawks offense and at least their passing game this coming year versus last year when at the beginning of the season and maybe even through the midpoint of the season, they didn't really believe in Geno Smith. And so now another year for all these teams to kind of study him a little bit more. I feel like I need to see Seattle make some improvements on the offensive line and maybe add another pass catcher to help him out even more before I start seriously considering Geno Smith as a top 12 type of wide receiver. Now, here's an interesting question. Should he go ahead of Kyler in a fantasy draft, assuming that Kyler is going to miss half the year? And my answer to that would be, I think I'd say no. I think I'd rather have Kyler, draft him, stash him on IR, and then find a quarterback of this ilk, be it with my last pick in a draft or off a free agency, once I make the roster move to put Kyler on my IR, to go ahead and pick up somebody like Geno Smith and use that guy until Kyler's really ready to go. Provided that the offense that Kyler's in is actually good, which we don't know for sure if that will even be the case.
And it probably won't have DeAndre Hopkins, it seems. Get to that in 1 second. Follow-up questions here on Daniel Jones and Geno Smith. Would you take either of them ahead of Deshaun Watson?
No.
No.
How about Tua?
No.
Not
Daniel Jones, yes. Tua, no.
Not yet.
How about Jared Goff?
I would take Jones over Goff and Goff over Geno.
I have it that way, too.
Okay. By the way, we have more news items to get to, including an update.
The other thing about Geno, just real quick, is the Seahawks have enough draft capital that if they still want to take a quarterback, and I saw somebody suggest Anthony Richardson, if he's there, that's something that would obviously be a little bit of a negative for Geno. And they wouldn't be afraid to do that. Remember, once upon a time, this regime drafted Russell Wilson, paid Matt Flynn, and they went with the younger player who was better.
And they have the fifth overall pick from Denver. Chicago, Houston, Arizona, Indianapolis, and Seattle. And still confirming the Saints have the 30th pick. So
Seattle also has the 29th pick in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, if Seattle actually plays it the right way, they just keep trading back and acquiring more picks.
Yeah. Okay, what else we got here? So how about Lamar Jackson getting the non-exclusive franchise tag, which means other teams, it's a lower number, about $32 million. Other teams can negotiate with Lamar Jackson. The Ravens would have the right to match any offer. And if they do say, okay, you can go to another team, they get two first-round draft picks. But, Dave, what's your vibe here with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens? Haven't seen a lot of positive reports, I guess, in terms of the relationship there, but it is just reports right now.
It's been reports for like 2 years, Adam.
Yeah.
That there haven't been positive conversations between the two sides. And it makes you wonder, do the Ravens really want Lamar? Does Lamar really want to sign with the Ravens? Like, what's the hangup? Now, I would imagine that Lamar would sign with the Ravens if they were going to give him Deshaun Watson type of money, but that's $250 million guaranteed. I think the Ravens are basically saying to him, all right, look, we can't come to an agreement on what you're worth, but we now know that you can test the market, see what you get. Remember, the Ravens have a right to match an offer. So if let's just say he signs with Carolina, and Carolina offers him $200 million guaranteed, which I would imagine Baltimore's come close to doing, just something crazy and you know, better than Daniel Jones type money, but not quite Josh Allen type money. Call it $42 million a year. The Ravens can still match it. They can say, okay, that's cool. I know that we're turning down two first-round picks, but we're getting the quarterback that we want. He's agreed to this contract. We're just going to pick him up at that contract. So I feel like that's kind of where Baltimore's at right now. I'm not saying that they're completely letting him go, but if the contract is ridiculous, if a team's going to give him $51 million a year guaranteed or something like that, then I think the Ravens would say, okay, we'll take your draft picks. And now we're not going to have any cap problems for a while. We just have to go and find a quarterback. I think the next question is, what does it mean for fantasy? And I just think Lamar is Lamar. You know what the upside is. We saw that in his 2019 season. We saw that in the year after that. He can get to around 25 fantasy points per game. But the downside is what we've seen over the last 2 years, where he's been below that, and there have been injuries along the way. So it's really going to come down to who is he throwing to, what's the offense like, and how healthy can he be, and how happy will he be with a contract? And now that he is on the verge of getting a long-term contract, what does that do? How does that change his calculus moving forward?
Man, we have a great stats crew at CBS Sports, and they sent out, how about this? Since 2018, when the Ravens drafted Lamar Jackson, they have the fewest receiving yards by wide receivers in the NFL in that stretch. They are 31st in spending money on wide receivers and 31st in spending money on offense. And he is the only quarterback in those five seasons, 2018 to 2022, Jackson is the only quarterback that leads his team in scrimmage yards. So,
he's been their offense.
Yeah. So he hasn't had a lot of help. Jamie, do you view him as an injury risk? Because in his first three seasons, he did not miss any games due to injury. He did miss some due to rest or illness, but he's missed 10 of his last 22 games, including the playoffs, due to injury. And again, thank you to our CBSSports.com stat crew here for that. But do you view Lamar Jackson as an injury risk?
I think anytime you have a quarterback that plays the way he does, you have to consider him an injury risk to some level. So, he's going to put himself in harm's way because he's such an elite talent and such an elite athlete, and that's just the nature of his game. And so I don't think you have to necessarily view him as somebody to avoid drafting because of injury, but that always has to be in the back of your mind. So I think if he's, to go back to some of the quarterbacks that we talked about, if you want to just make sure you get a high upside number two guy on your roster, you might be doing that a little bit sooner than the rest of your league if you know the rest of your league is taking two quarterbacks. So you pair him with the Daniel Jones, you pair him with the Jared Goff, you pair him with the Geno Smith, and then you're covered just in case there is that injury situation that arises. So, but the last 2 years have told us that, and again, when you have these contract scenarios at play, how much of it was he's covering himself? And I don't think he's that type of player, but you just have to, wonder, the knee injury, was he going to come back at 90%? Was he going to come back unless he's 100%? Or is he going to say, I'm not risking my family's fortune that's coming, and I'm going to just be cautious about my own health and my own future. So again, he doesn't strike me as that type of guy. And I think, his sentiments that he shared with the injury last year sort of speak to that, but you never know just how much that played into it, why he was missing these last two seasons when he didn't have that guaranteed money. So I hope he gets paid. I hope he gets the right situation. I hope he goes out and plays like Lamar Jackson once again. And I think Dave hit it on the head. No matter where he goes, I don't think any team is bringing him in to make him a system quarterback. I think they're bringing him in to make him Lamar Jackson.
We want you to throw 8-yard slants and that's it, please.
Yeah. Right.
One thing that's encouraging about Lamar Jackson, if you look at his pass attempts per game in the four seasons that he's, not the first year, he was kind of a gimmicky player. No matter how many passes he has thrown, he has always had the rushing totals. There has never been a season where he hasn't been an elite rusher on a per game basis. I have a couple more Lamar Jackson questions for you. I'm going to ask you on the other side of this real quick break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Today. Okay, where do you want to see Lamar Jackson playing in 2023?
Baltimore.
That's the team that knows how to use him because they've been doing it.
I'd like to give him a weapon. I'd like to give him a
You're asking me this from like a fantasy perspective.
So, right? Yeah, yeah. So I mentioned this to a couple of buddies that if I'm the Dolphins, I'm offering 2-2s and Tua and see what that would look like.
You know, you'll get shut down.
Oh, I mean, of course you'll get shut down. But, you know, if the Dolphins could find a way to get Lamar Jackson, he's a hometown kid, you know, South Florida, and you put him with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Mike McDaniel's system, I mean, I think it would be pretty fun to watch. But I mean, now look again. You know, he's done this without weapons. You know, I mean, not to disparage Mark Andrews, but that's been his only guy. You know, so Marquise Brown's a good receiver. You know, the receiving core that's been around those guys just hasn't been to the same level as you illustrated, Adam. So, any situation where it would be like if he found his way to the Raiders, that'd be fun as hell to see him with Devontae Adams and Darren Waller and that group there on that surface, you know, and especially in that division where there's going to be a lot of points being scored, that'd be fun too.
Oh gosh, I don't. Would that knock Devontae Adams out of the second round? Like, when would you?
The thing. Like,
I like
he's
Lamar Jackson, but I do not want any great wide receiver to have Lamar Jackson as his quarterback just because he runs so much.
But that's also been in a different system with those receivers. I mean, he's never had that type of guy.
Yeah, I don't really know. I just, you know, there's going to be less pass volume than any, basically any other quarterback in football. But we'll cross that bridge if we ever get there. And finally, where's Jackson in your rankings?
He's been oscillating between fifth and seventh for me for a while. He is at seven right now.
He's right there for me too. Same range. He's behind the top four guys. I have Herbert ahead of him right now. I think he's six.
Me too. And I did this thought exercise in the last hour. What team would he jump past Joe Burrow on? So Burrow's my QB4. Where would he have to land for him to be my QB4? I can't name a team.
There's only one for me that could use him right now just because of their situation. It'd be San Francisco.
Yeah, interesting. All right. That's Lamar Jackson. And let's see. Let's talk about, what do you think? Hopkins, Rodgers. We have a show tomorrow too. So
I think there's nothing that's happened with those guys yet.
Yeah. So. I'm going to let the Rodgers rumors kind of play out, but apparently they've already,
it looks like he's moving.
The Cardinals have worked out, have set the parameters for a trade for DeAndre Hopkins. So,
and Dallas seems to be a rumored destination.
This
we'll go against Mike McCarthy's philosophy, right?
Well, maybe they'll turn him into a running back.
Yeah. or a defensive back. The six players who got the franchise tag were three running backs: Saquon Barkley, Tony Pollard, Josh Jacobs, Lamar Jackson, a quarterback, Evan Ingram, and Washington defensive tackle Daron Payne. And that's pretty much it. I shaved my beard. It was a little itchy. Sorry about that.
So tell us about your friend, blind date.
We had a very nice blind friend date. Nice guy, good burger. We shared the fig jam and goat cheese flatbread appetizer. It was excellent. And actually, I meant to ask a question to Dave. Dave, how's your back?
What?
How's your back?
Oh, it's way better.
Oh, good.
The back is way better. The calf, ankle, buttock, and rib cage, however, not as good. Not as good.
Why? What happened? You just all compensating for the back?
Adam, I joined a gym.
Oh, you really did?
I've been to the gym more than you went to your gym.
Oh.
And I'm 46 years old. I'm not the same guy that I was even when I used to go to the gym 5 years ago.
See, Jamie, I sent Dave a picture of a milkshake because I thought he'd be interested in it. It was an epic milkshake. And then he said the next day, I joined a gym. So I thought you were joking.
Oh, I thought you were going to say what I did, what I immediately said to them.
Yeah, you can tell.
I sent back the text. Why did you send this to me? Because I'm fat.
And I think I said, I don't really know what to say. And Dave said, just say yes. Yeah, that was
truth.
Yep.
All right. You know what? That might have been what pushed me over the top.
Yeah.
To join a gym because someday I want to be able to eat a milkshake like that and not feel guilty about it 10 minutes later.
Did you just really say, I think I said while you were reading it?
No, I wasn't reading it. I was pulling it up. I didn't have it in front of me. Thought you might be impressed by this milkshake. The milkshake has a Chipwich on it, by the way.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to see this.
But did you send that to Heath?
Sick milkshake. No, just you.
Did you send it to Jamie?
Just you. No other people. And he said, why? Because I'm fat? I said, I don't know what to say. He said, say yep. And then the next text was the following morning. I joined a gym today. I thought you were joking, but you're welcome for the motivation.
Honest to God. It might. I mean, I've been meaning to join this gym for a while, but. Maybe that was what put it over the top. It really might have been.
All right.
No one gives a damn.
You never know. Okay,
no
everybody.
One gives a damn.
Enjoy. Have a milkshake. Have a milkshake tonight. Yeah, we do. But you know what? We'll save it for tomorrow's show because we have a show tomorrow. Probably not a ton of news between now and then. Hopefully we'll get an Aaron Rodgers thing going. And we have a show on Thursday as well to get ready for free agency. For Dave and Jamie, I'm Adam. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.